Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jefe here with another episode of Going Direct. This is episode number 61. Good to see you. We're back in the studio. We don't have the normal backdrop, which is probably why things look a little bit different. But I promise you, we're back at the Panini headquarters. I've got some fun stuff to report on before we get into our interview today. First off, our black 1-of-1 Messi World Cup sticker sold. I think last time we touched on this in the show, it was going to Golden Auction. So it went there. I think it was up for like 2 or 3 weeks in their elite auction. And okay, so I gotta take a step back. When we first released this product, the Messi was obviously one of the big product hits. And we were talking about it around here, estimating it's probably like a $10,000 sticker, which at the time seemed crazy even think about, but it was a 1-of-1. He'd never had a 1-of-1 in any of his World Cup products, sticker products. It was likely his last World Cup. And, you know, obviously when it released, we didn't know he was going to go on and win it. So fast forward to this young man pulls it. He's hung on to it until the tournament was over. Messi obviously won. This guy sends it off to Golden Auctions. It's at the auction for 2 to 3 weeks. It ended up going for, with buyer's premium, $139,000. Almost $140,000. Our initial estimate was that this was a $10,000 sticker, and I felt like we might be reaching a little bit on that. So that just goes to show you how crazy the hobby is, how like winning a World Cup can just blow your cards and stickers up, because there were several big Messi sales after he won that were really, really impressive. This one being the most impressive in my opinion. So that was really cool. I think, you know, those big auctions are really fun to watch. It was, I want to say $40,000 going into the final day, maybe like 30 and change going into that final day. And then, you know, the last couple hours, it just started going crazy. So yeah, that was fun. Congratulations to the seller and the seller's family. And obviously congratulations to the new owner. That's super cool. Another big card. This one hasn't been found yet, and it's a favorite of the show. The Luka Black Prism Black 1-of-1 Rookie, which has yet to surface. There has been a bounty put out on it. A guy by the name of Shine, he's pretty well known in the hobby, a big time card collector. He put out a bounty on the card of 1.5 million. And then a couple days later, who was it? It was Josh Luber of StockX and Fanatics put out a bounty of 1.6 to one up Shine on that card. So I hope it turns up. This is kind of a dream come true, and it's kind of a nightmare, because now there's a better chance I'm going to get to see this dream card, but there's also a much better chance this is going to be someone else pulling this card and not me, but that's okay. Frankly, I just want to see it. I want to know it exists. I want to see someone pull it from a pack. I would love to see video. That's really, really what I'm going for. Okay, so around the Panini office is a big deal. We just released our first episode of The Road to the Rated Rookie, which is a docu-series we put out every football season. Well, this is season 4, so it hasn't been every football season, but for the past 4 seasons. And our first episode is following Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who is a wide receiver out of Ohio State. He's really sought after draft pick, so we're kind of following him from preparing for the combine to being at the combine to NFL draft and everything in between, all those highs and lows. And there are highs and lows, unfortunately, for the lows. But yeah, you get to see what he goes through and what his family goes through with NFL draft. So that's fun. Check out Road to the Rated Rookie. We'll have all of those episodes on our social media and on YouTube. Okay, next, another big announcement. Panini is collaborating on a product with Hasbro for NBA Prism Monopoly. Everybody loves NBA Prism. Everybody loves Monopoly. It is a home run. It's coming out next month, which is April. We don't have all of the details on this yet, but I can tell you where normally in the Monopoly game, you are trying to build this real estate portfolio. In the NBA Prism game, as you can probably guess, you are kind of playing the role of a coach or a franchise owner. You're building the ultimate team and having to go through all the hurdles that a NBA team goes through. Drafts and all-star breaks and all sorts of fun stuff. But super cool. That's going to be a blast. We'll obviously be following up on the show for NBA Prism Monopoly. Coming up, as far as events go, so we've kind of gone through the event gamut recently. Gauntlet, sorry, is a better way to put that. We had Senior Bowl, we had Super Bowl, we had the NBA All-Star Game, then we had Combine. We have a small break, and then we have Mint Collective coming up at the end of the month, end of March. Mint Collective, I think it starts on the 30th and goes to April 2nd. So we will be there. We'll have a booth. We're going to be doing some panels. Yours truly is going to be on a panel called Collector. I think it's Collectors to Corporate. It's going to be a bunch of people that were hobbyists that came over to the business side of the hobby, like myself. There's going to be a bunch of fun people from other big hobby groups in there on the panel with me. And I think the moderator is Christina from Card Ladder. So we've had Christina on the show. Excited to see them in Las Vegas, which is where the Mint Collective is. So the Mint, Thursday is like kickoff party. Friday is workshops and panels. Saturday is card show and Sunday is a card show. That's kind of the rundown for that. Okay, the release calendar this week. We've got some big products. 2022 Prism Football is releasing this week. We're going to be opening up a box of it later on the show, so hang on for that. 2022-23 Donruss Elite Basketball Hobby comes out this week. And this one's an online exclusive, so you can only get it at Panini Direct initially. Is 2022 Honors Football, which is a really interesting product. There's some encased cards in there, some like buyback card sort of things. Sounded less than professional, but yeah, buyback cards. It's a really cool product, so definitely check out that one. I think it releases the day this episode is going to go out. Okay, so our interview for this episode, number 61, is with Wes Elliott. He is a brand manager on the football team. We're going to be talking to him about Prism Football. What else? All right, let's go check that out. All right, guys, we're here with Wes Elliott, brand manager from the football team. You're one of the brand managers, or sole brand manager.
No, I'm not. I'm one of a few.
Okay, yeah. All right. You guys are really good about giving credit to the team.
Sure.
I always like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about being a brand manager here.
Well, it's a pretty cool job. I'll start with that. Getting to come up with creative new ideas, getting to see things that you brainstormed and came up with. It's unlike any other job that I can think of. And it's better than what I could have been doing. I get to open packs every week,
if
not once a week, multiple times a week, and I get to see
packs that you didn't have to pay for.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And so it's been really fun. I've been doing it for a while now, but it's like being a kid and working at the same time. You can't really complain too much, although I'm sure I do still find myself every once in a while complaining. But it's unique, and some of the things you get to do are really cool. You get to meet some athletes, and the people we work with just every day are amazing. So it's a job that I hope to hold on to for another 10 years and plus. But so it's amazing.
I know you guys meet athletes at a few different events throughout the year. Have you ever met someone and been like, that guy's really cool, he'd be great for this, he'd be great to be on a Kaboom, or he'd be great to be in this, something that popped in your mind just after maybe meeting them?
I don't think I've had any card ideas after meeting a player.
Okay.
I think when I first meet some of these rookies, you know, I don't know what to expect, you know, because you have high expectations for so many guys, and then they may fall off, and then some guys come out of nowhere. But I do have guys that I look back at meeting and think and kind of hold a special place in your heart after meeting them and after seeing what they do. And so they may tend to end up in checklists more often than not.
Sure.
Pat Mahomes being one, but you know, I think he kind of does his own to warrant being in stuff.
I was going to say he's hard to avoid at this point.
Yeah. No, but that's a good question. You know, I think when I think back, when I was on baseball, the one guy I always talk about is Aaron Judge and how big of a human being he is. Just massive wrists, arms.
Really?
So he would probably fit perfect in a Kaboom card, in my opinion.
There you go.
Yeah.
How long have you been at Panini?
It'll be 12 years in July.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a good run, man. It's funny hearing you talk about just what you're doing here feels kind of like getting to be a child again, but also working. That is a great way to describe it. When I first got this position, I remember telling my parents, who, you know, dealt with me being a card collector my entire life coming up. And my mom was like, well, there couldn't be like a more appropriate job for you to be working in sports cards and working on the marketing side, because I went to college for marketing. But it does, it feels like you get to kind of relive childhood on a daily basis, but then also it's your career.
Yeah.
It's kind of best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Have you always been on the football team?
No, so when I started in 2011, I think it was, I was on the basketball team.
Oh, okay.
And so I worked on a few products with them, worked for a couple years on the basketball, moved over to baseball, and then found myself in football. So about half of the sports that we've gone through, I've been on at one point. So I've had a little taste of all the excitement.
Are the teams different to work on, the different sports?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, much different.
Okay.
They're all unique in their own way, but they've all taught me a lot of stuff.
I'm sure.
Just learning from different directors, and David Porter, and then Ben Eklar, and then now Rob Springs. They all just have a unique perspective on cards and collecting and building sets, and so it's been a really great learning experience throughout each stop. So
how did you end up getting a job at Panini?
Well, it was the decision to go into sports originally in college, which led here, because that's the only thing that really led me here, was that I had a sport management degree and I wanted to work in sports. But other than that, you know, it wasn't something that I had ever thought about getting into. You know, I collected growing up and everything, but it's not something that dawned on me as a career in sports. So it was a random find when I was looking for a job after my first job out of college, and said, I'll give it a shot. It sounds fun, you know, and here we are. So
it
worked out all right.
Seems to have stuck.
Yeah.
Well, so you said you were a collector growing up. Do you still collect at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What do you collect?
Well, probably similar to some of the stuff you do, I think. I'm a Kansas guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay. Whereabouts?
I grew up in Lawrence.
You did?
Yeah. So
I'm a Topeka guy. Okay. Holy smokes. We're about 15 minutes
That's
away.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm through and through a Jayhawk, and then I collect the Chiefs and the Royals. So I'm pretty much a team collector guy. You know, anybody that comes across those teams, I'll collect.
That's awesome.
And obviously the guy I mentioned earlier, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
If there's ever a card
sitting there. Thank goodness for Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Oh, now that I know I'm sitting next to a fellow Chiefs fan, we can reminisce about the days before Mahomes that were not quite as good.
Yeah, we've been through it. So
we
can be happy, right?
Yes. Well, I feel like it's funny because I've had that conversation with a few different people that follow different football teams in the NFL. I'm like, it's cyclical. I feel like everybody ends up getting their time, and like right now is for the Chiefs fans, and we're like, we earned this because we had decades that were not very promising. I remember growing up with Bill Kenny as our quarterback. No offense to Bill Kenny. He was a great guy, but we were not a great team, and we didn't have great records. But, you know, we always had promising pickups here and there. Had Montana and Marcus Allen for a while, and
you know, great running backs, and you know, obviously had Tony Gonzalez throughout the years, and we couldn't piece it together. I mean, some of those field goal kickers hurt us in some playoff games, but we won't go there.
Do you make it back to Kansas very often?
Not as much as I used to or would like to with kids growing up, but I go back at least a couple times a year. We have family back still.
Okay.
I'll actually be up there in a couple weeks too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Cool. Man, Lawrence, if you guys ever go to Kansas, and everybody's like, go to Kansas City, you should go to Lawrence first. Like, honestly, Lawrence is a great city. It's super easy to navigate, and it's got, I don't know, it's got a cool art scene. It is. Did you grow up in Lawrence?
Went to KU.
Great.
It's pretty much just like picking up a town that you wouldn't imagine is in Kansas and putting it in Kansas.
Exactly. It is. Like the Austin, Texas of Kansas, if you will.
Absolutely.
But man, that's a great town. I didn't know this about you.
Good
to know, Wes. There are a few Kansans in the house. You know, David Porter. You mentioned him. Yeah. He grew up in Topeka. Which I'm like, this is amazing. Okay. So. I wanted to ask you about football products.
Okay.
So do you have, I know this is probably hard to say, it's like picking a favorite child, but do you have a favorite football product with you?
I have some favorites, and they all kind of move around from time to time, but Prism is one. Hard not to love Prism.
Sure.
But there's a few that I really appreciate. Obsidian football I enjoy. Just a different look, just a dark, sleek look. Some of the new flood parallels are really sharp. I enjoy Select, similar to the reason why I enjoy Prism with all the colors, and the unique die cuts in that are cool. And then I really enjoy Black Football.
Nice.
Black Football has some really, really sharp on-card autograph sets, and just really cool stuff, and it's hard to get them because there's only six cards in a box, but if you can go pick up singles from that brand, they're really cool. And then
Black is a great great break too. I want to say, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but like, was there one RPA in each box this year?
That sounds right.
Close. But we opened up a couple of those. I think we opened one up on the show and it was dynamite. I was like, this is a beautiful product, and it's full of hits, which is always good.
The white ink too, with the darker background, always tends to pop really well. I really, there was a high end that we work on so many products now, I'm drawing a little bit of a blank. what are the high ends that I enjoy?
Not a Flawless or National Treasures.
I do love those, but those are kind of out of my reach, so I'm usually not looking to buy those, but obviously they're amazing. They're all of our products are great. I really like Classics.
Cool.
I like the old school design of Classics. You know, not a lot of people will probably say they love Classics, but I love the look of Classics and the idea behind it. So we're trying to always revive that and make that really cool. Those are a few of them. I'm sure a couple more will come to me, but they kind of switch back and forth every year. It's kind of go back and forth. But.
Understood. So you said you started out on the basketball team.
Yep.
Do you remember the first program you worked on?
I believe it was 2012 Hoops.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, Hoops.
And I believe that was the Jeremy Lin sensation time.
Okay.
Now, I could be missing it by 1 or 2 years. It kind of gets blurry.
Well, 2012 was a big draft class. I want to say that was the double draft class.
Yes. Yep.
With like... Kawhi, you have Bradley Beal. There were several others that now I'm drawing, but it was a big draft class with like a lot of big names who I can't remember right now.
Was Anthony Davis one, or was that the next year? Kyrie and Anthony?
Kyrie, I think they were the year. No, that is the right year.
Okay.
You're correct. Yeah.
So that there was.
Kyrie was for sure.
I worked on those 11 and 12 combined crops.
Okay.
And so. worked on a few of the sets that year, but it was kind of a weird time to start. You know, it was during, that was the lockout, right?
Yep,
and
exactly.
So that's why they combined the two. So yeah, but Hoops was the first, and I have an idea what I was doing, but I at least vaguely remember that.
That's, well, what a classic product to start out on. Hoops. Everybody knows, like, the Hoops product.
Yeah.
It's become synonymous since that first 1989 Hoops product, which, like, literally brought me into collecting basketball cards. So that's very cool. What products are you looking forward to most for 2023?
Well, Prizm is about to come out, so yep. Obviously, anxiously awaiting everybody's feedback on that. And so that would be one huge one. Donruss Optic, I'm really excited to see. We got some new parallels in there that I really can't wait to see.
Are you able to talk about that?
Yeah, we added a Jazz. It's called Jazz, and then which is one I'm excited about. I think it's a case hidden parallel.
Okay.
And then Electricity is another one.
Cool.
But Jazz should be really cool, and I'll wait and let people see what it looks like, but I won't try to describe it.
Okay. All right.
Kind of a throwback to the 90s, I'll say.
Awesome.
That. So that'll be cool. And then I'm looking forward to Contenders Optic and Flawless. So
very
those are
cool.
Some of the ones that I'm looking forward to.
Flawless.
Yeah, Flawless. So awesome. We'll get to it eventually. We'll get there.
So awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, I wanted to ask you about Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Is Brock Purdy in Prizm?
Absolutely.
He is.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so his Prizm, there's going to be a Prizm base rookie, yeah, of Brock Purdy. So that's I do the blog. You are aware of that. That is like the most, the question I get the most about all of our football releases. Is Brock Purdy in it? Is Brock Purdy in it? Is Brock Purdy? I'm like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Right.
This one, I'm like, please, Lord.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's Prizm football. Let Brock Purdy be in here. Yeah. That is great news.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So Brock Purdy, do we have Brock Purdy autographs?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. That's huge, man. When do you have any idea when his first official RPA is going to be? Because I know we haven't done one yet.
I believe it'll be either National Treasures or Select. So whichever one makes it to market first.
Okay.
You know, should be NT, but
How awesome would it be if his first RPA? That would be the most appropriate set, I feel like, if you're going to launch.
Yeah,
you know, the kind of guy who's been a standout star from the class. There, I think that's actually an underrated rookie class.
Yeah,
I mean, all the Jets players.
Oh, absolutely.
And, but Brock Purdy kind of captured the hobby's love late in the season last year, obviously. But man, if he's going to have his RPA come out a little bit later into the year, National Treasures is a fun way to debut that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it should be fun. And I'd imagine if that happens, it'll be hyped. You know, as we were talking about, everybody wants to know if he's in here. So he's an NT. Don't worry,
man. I'm so excited that he's in this. That's great. We met Brock at Super Bowl. Did you get to go out to Arizona?
I wasn't there.
You didn't? Okay. We got to interview him for the show. Super nice guy. Like, you, I with all due respect, you could walk by Brock Purdy in a room and not think NFL quarterback.
Yeah, right.
Just looks like, you know, your average dude.
Yeah.
He's not like super tall or all jacked up. He's pretty unassuming and just the nicest, like most down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, it's what we were talking about earlier about meeting people that you've kind of like built up. It's always nice when you meet somebody that's doing really well and playing really well and getting that attention, and they're down to earth, like nice kind of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it makes you really appreciate athletes when they're grounded and, you know, really down to earth like that. So
it helps
make this job easier and more enjoyable for sure.
Yeah. Well, and for me, like, I want to collect their cards more, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's just like one of us, you know?
Yeah, I remember 2000 and I think maybe 16 rookie class.
Okay.
Alex Collins was that way.
Really?
He he stole the show at the photo shoot. And
no kidding.
Everybody's favorite player instantly. Yeah. Cranked up the music, was singing Cotton Eye Joe, was singing all these old hits, and he was just having the time of his life, and it was amazing. And it's kind of a bummer he didn't, you know, have more success in the NFL, but he was really cool. So, you know, every once in a while you get guys that just steal everybody's heart immediately.
Yeah.
And he was one of them. So, yeah, that's a guy I'll always remember at the photo shoot.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. I haven't opened up this yet, but do you want to open up a box?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let you do the honors since you haven't. I'll let you do the first rip and everything. Let's see.
So I'm guessing, I don't know if everybody knows out there, but for products, the brand team, they open up usually, like a case of it just to make sure everything is falling the way it should?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, at least a case, usually two cases.
Okay.
And then we also do a case of FOTL to ensure everything is dropping properly.
Right.
And then we'll do some of our hybrid style boxes as well. We actually QC everything, but yeah. So I've opened a couple of these so far, and you know, they look great. They really do. The cards look great this year. And
talk to me. Okay, so the color blasts are always a hit, but like, Manga came on like barn burner last year, it was like that, you know, that we had the Brady manga in the PIS. It's like the sales cards you guys see before you're actually seeing cards out of packs. Everybody immediately was like, what is that? Yeah. That looks amazing.
Yeah. So that was the brainchild of one of our co-workers in PDT.
Okay.
And Josh Camillo. He's a big anime guy.
Okay, that makes sense.
And he thought there'd be a nice correlation crossing over into sports and giving these guys that anime style treatment.
Right.
And he was right. He was spot on. Like, I mean, it was
shout out Josh.
Yeah, it was up for card of the year, the Tom Brady one.
Is that right?
I think it got beat out by the triple logo man. So,
well, it's hard to beat that.
Tough competition there.
Yeah, that is.
But they've taken off, and I don't know that anybody doesn't love them. They're awesome.
What is it? Because, you know, the downtown is kind of a cartoonish, Kabooms are cartoonish, anime-ish. Now manga, it's like, that is like the comic book meets sports cards is a magic.
Yeah.
Just kind of a magic space there.
Yeah, it's almost like combining two collectible universes.
Yes.
You know, and you see so much of the traditional photography. There's something to having sort of like a artistic, more artistic style on the player, not just on the card, right?
So right.
It's kind of like paintings or, you know, whatever. I think it just screams collectibility.
It does. Yeah. I agree. I think it tugs at different collecting areas.
Yeah.
But sir, good luck.
All right, cheers.
Good luck to you. Cheers. All right. What do you have a favorite insert or parallel in this?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
This is just a base card I'm giving you guys as an example.
I hit a parallel. This is the purple Purple Ice, I believe. I could be.
That's all right. I don't expect you guys to remember all the parallels every time you have the product.
I mean, I really love the Color Blast, the manga, the new a new insert that we added this year, Profiles, is really cool.
Awesome.
I like that a lot.
So this, do you happen to remember what this parallel is
that's
called?
That's the Hyper.
Hyper? Yeah. Green Hyper?
I think just Hyper, but...
Just Hyper. Okay, that's out of 175. That is... Green's my favorite color, so this immediately appeals to me.
And so I think the Purple Plaid or Power, one of the two. Now I'm getting my purples mixed up, but...
So I should have this down. I'm trying to figure out how many parallels we get on average in a box. I should know that, but I don't remember.
So you get 10... numbered prisms.
Okay, 10. Oh, that's great.
And that's before you get your four silvers.
Okay.
And so it should be about 14, and there could be boxes that over deliver a bit.
Okay.
And then
what a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Listen, I got too many. Here's the silver Josh Jacobs.
So I think it's a traditional answer, but I don't think you can ever go wrong with the gold parallel.
Yes.
I mean, the gold parallel is the gold parallel. It's the OG parallel. If it's not the silver, the OG is the gold. And I think my claim to fame is, I just thought about this the other day, I think I may have pulled the first gold parallel from a Prism product ever.
Really?
I think that,
during a QC?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, 2012 Prism basketball, I think I pulled the first one.
It was,
and it was a Kansas guy. It was a Marcus Morris.
Nice. Okay.
So I was able to inherit that. At the time, we had no idea what the goal, you know, we didn't know that it was going to set the world on fire. But
yeah.
So yeah, it was a Marcus Morris goal.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
When I first opened it, I was like, what? It just looks so amazing.
Yeah, they pop.
Yeah.
You know immediately you have something special. Do you happen to know which parallel this is?
That's
this
camo,
is
Navy camo.
Navy camo, okay. Yep. This is out of 25, Jesse Bates III. Man, you guys have some really cool looking parallels in here.
Yeah, they're always really nice. This year, like I said earlier, the quality came out better than last year.
Okay.
And so I hope that'll take off and people will notice.
Oh! Brock Purdy!
Whoa.
Got the base rookie.
There you go.
All right.
See, I told you he was in there.
Yeah, you were right. You weren't lying, Wes. We have proof now.
Yeah.
Thank Brock God. Purdy is officially in this product. That's very cool. Seeing him on a Prism card with the rookie shield is really cool.
So I'm getting the purple box, I guess.
You are, man.
Three variants of a purple. Okay. This one is a Hard Knocks favorite, Malcolm Rodriguez for the Detroit Lions. So I've pulled three colored parallels so far.
Nice work. All right. Oh, I think I have the auto. Oh my gosh, that's a legendary auto. So Debo Samuel, silver. This was a great pack. We have a Dick Butkus auto, silver auto, might add. And then this is out of 75, the green, I should know, that's the scope.
Yep.
Thank goodness, I got one right. The green scope. I remember the scope has the kind of circular design on that. Out of 75, Jack Lambert, another legend.
Got a red wave Christian Kirk to 149.
Whoa. Pulled all sorts of color over there.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You're close though. You got the auto.
I got the auto. This has been a great box.
Yeah, Dick Butkus, that's a hard to get autograph these days.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so blue ice, blue cracked ice out of 99, or is it just cracked ice?
I believe it's got a blue in the name.
Okay, all right, so Calais Campbell?
Calais,
okay, sorry, Calais. Great looking card, that's out of 99.
And I have a blue wave Isaiah Likely rookie at a 199.
We were likely to pull at least one of those. Zingers. Oh man, I gotta say, Prism football is always a fun break.
Yeah.
It's just pulling the color is, I mean, the base set alone is fun, but pulling, you know, 10 numbered parallels is really cool. All right, so got it. Another auto. Oh, wow. Calvin Austin III. Also a super nice guy. I've had a chance to talk with him a couple times for the podcast. This is out of 49. It's a purple checkered.
Yeah, I believe it's purple power.
Purple power.
Don't quote me on these. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Guys, you're going to have to do some of your own research on this.
I'm sure they're on the back of the box and the checklist. And
out of 49, Calvin Austin III.
And then I had pulled my last numbered parallel. It's a blue wave Drew Brees.
Nice work.
At 199. And then a couple inserts I'll show off. I had the hype a Jalen Waddle hype, and then a new recruit, Garrett Wilson, one of those Jets you referred to earlier.
Yeah, there we go.
And then newly traded, just announced, Darren Waller to the Giants, all out.
So there has been some wild trades going down. Are you hearing all the Aaron Rodgers?
Oh yeah.
Do you think he's going to the Jets? Speaking of the Jets,
I think I gotta believe it. I mean,
it makes sense.
If he's like, gonna hold him hostage and then back out.
I know that would be.
We're in for some fun, entertaining media over the next couple weeks.
So one of my favorite inserts in this is the fireworks insert. It's just always cool. Kenny Pickett, it's rookie fireworks, and I think that's a silver, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got a David Carr, this orange out of 249. I call it the poor man's gold, but it's a great looking card. I only mean that because every time I see orange, I'm like, is that gold? To Wes's point earlier, there's something very special about pulling a gold parallel. Yeah. Well, hey man, I feel like we did pretty well here, but I have one more question for you that has nothing to do with Prism football.
Okay.
It's my Prism basketball question.
All right.
Which is more relevant than ever now that there's currently a bounty on this card. The 2018-19 Prism Black Luka Doncic 1/1 rookie has not surfaced yet.
Right.
Do you think this card is in a sealed box, in a case, in a warehouse somewhere collecting dust? Mm-hmm. Do you think this has been pulled by some whale collector that doesn't care about putting it on their Instagram and maybe has it in a safety deposit box somewhere? Or do you think some young collector maybe was going through a box of this in 2018 and blew past the Luka, not thinking that black border was anything special? Where do you think that card lies today?
Well, I can tell you, I hope it's in some 12, 13-year-old kid's card collection at home. And
yes.
He just doesn't know it's there.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe when he graduates college, he'll open it up and realize what he's got. But
there you go.
I would tend to have to believe that it's still in a box somewhere.
Okay.
Just hasn't been opened. I mean, with the way how quickly things get ripped these days and how quickly people are to want to show off their stuff, it would be quite the story to find out that it's just been sitting in somebody's treasure box this whole time. But
that's for sure.
You know, it's only been, you know, a few years, so it's crazier things have happened, and maybe we'll find out someday. Maybe we won't.
I hope the bounty brings it out. But who knows? I mean, it's been, to your point, it's been several years now. Like, as much product as breakers break.
Yeah.
It's kind of, and I had mentioned to you earlier, but I'll mention on the show, a friend of mine who is very much a numbers person and a big collector said that nine of the 10 Luka golds are accounted for, which makes me think,
wow,
a lot of this product has been ripped through. A lot of the available product has been ripped through. So who knows? But I feel like we're closer than ever to finding this and getting to see it. So
it'll be an entertaining day when it does show.
That will definitely make the rounds around the office here.
Indeed.
Pretty quickly.
Indeed.
Well, Wes, thank you.
Yeah,
fellow
thank you,
Kansan,
Jeff.
Man.
That's right.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you. So that was an awesome surprise. I appreciate your time and your expertise and all the insight into Prism football. And Prism football is out today, guys. Actually, this will go out on Friday, so it would have been out Wednesday, but it's available now. Go pick that up and check it out. I think you'll have a fun rip. We had a fun rip.
Yep.
It's always a good time. So we'll see you guys next time.